After a while, they brought out the wheeled stretcher and took it very rapidly down the hallway to the elevator. I went along beside it. Catherine was moaning. Downstairs, they put her in the bed in her room. I sat in a chair at the foot of the bed. There was a nurse in the room. I got up and stood by the bed. It was dark in the room. Catherine put out her hand. "Hello, darling," she said. Her voice was very weak and tired. "Hello, you sweet. What sort of baby was it?"
"Shh, don't talk," the nurse said.
"A boy. He's long and wide and dark."
"Is he all right?"
"Yes," I said. "He's fine." I saw the nurse look at me strangely.
"I'm awfully tired," Catherine said, "and I hurt like hell. Are you all right, darling?"
"I'm fine. Don't talk."
"You were lovely to me. Oh, darling, I hurt dreadfully. What does he look like?"
"He looks like a skinned rabbit with a puckered-up old man's face." "You must go out," the nurse said. "Madame Henry must not talk." "I'll be outside."
"Go and get something to eat."
"No, I'll be outside." I kissed Catherine. She was very gray and weak and tired. "May I speak to you?" I said to the nurse. She came out in the hall with me. I walked a little way down the hall. "What's the matter with the baby?" I asked.
"Didn't you know?"
"No.
He wasn't alive."
"He was dead?"
"They couldn't start him breathing. The cord was caught around his neck or something."
"So he's dead?"
"Yes. It's such a shame. He was such a fine big boy. I thought you knew."
"No," I said. "You better go back in with Madame."